Jaya Gopi Janavala Bhagiri Varadari Jashoda Nandana Vraja Janaranjana Yashoda Nandana Vraja Janaranjana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Yamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjavihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjavihari Jaya Gopi Janavallabha Girivara Dhari Jaya Gopi Janavallabha Girivara Dhari Jashoda Nandana Vraja Janaranjana Jashoda Nandana Vraja Janaranjana Jamuna Tira Vanachari Yamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjavihari Gopi Jana Vallabha Yashoda Nandana Vraja Janaranjana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjavihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjavihari Jaya Om Vishnupad Paramahamsa Parivrajakacharya Astotra Sata Shishi Mad His Divine Grace Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Jayam Vishnupad Paramahamsa Parivrajakacharya Astotra Sata Shri Srimad His Divine Grace Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai Nanta Guru Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jai Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai Prem Sikaho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Adwaita Gadadhar Shiva Sadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopinath Shamakun Radhakun Kirti Govardhan Ki Jai Shri Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai Mayapur Dham Ki Jai Mathura Dham Ki Jai, Jagannath Puri Dham Ki Jai, Ganga Maya Devi Ki Jai, Jamuna Maya Devi Ki Jai, Tulsi Maharani Ki Jai, Bhakti Devi Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada's Transcendental Book Distribution Ki Jai, Harinam Sankirtan Ki Jai, Prasadam Distribution Ki Jai, Samaveda Bhaktivinoda Ki Jai, Gaura Premanande, All Glories to the Assembled Devotees, All Glories to the Assembled Devotees, All Glories to the Assembled Devotees, All Glories to Shri Shri Guru and Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. We're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 21, entitled Conversation Between Manu and Kardama, Text Number 9. And then we'll do 10. Satam virajam arkapam sita padmot palasrajam snigda nilalaka vrata vikarabjan virajombaram. Translation. Kardama Muni saw the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is free from material contamination, in his eternal form, effulgent like the sun, wearing a garland of white lotuses and water lilies. The Lord was clad in spotless yellow silk, and his lotus face was fringed with slick, dark locks of curly hair. Text 10. Kiritanam kundalinam. Oh, 10 doesn't have purport either, I see. Kiritanam kundalinam sankha chakra gadadaram. Svetot pala ridanakam manasparsha smitekshanam. Translation. Adorned with a crown and earrings, he held his characteristic conch, disc, and mace in three of his hands and a white lily in the fourth. He glanced about in a happy, smiling mood whose sight captivates the heart of all devotees. Text 11. Vinyasta charanam bojam. Amsadeshe gurutmata drishtva ke vashtitam baksha shriyam kostu bahandaram kandaram vinyasta charanam bojam amsadeshe gurutmata drishtva ke vashtitam baksha Sriyam kostu bakandaram Vinyasta charanam bojam Amsadeshe gurutmata Drishtva ke vastitam vaksha Sriyam kostu bakandaram.
Vinyasta charanam bojam.
Vinyasta charanam bojam.
Hamsadeshe Gurutmata.
Hamsadeshe Gurutmata.
Trishvake Vashtitam Baksha.
Trishvake Vashtitam Baksha.
Shriyam Kaustubha Khandharam.
Shriyam Kaustubha Khandharam.
Vinyasta Charanam Bhojam. Hamsadeshe Gurutmata.
Trishvake Vashtitam Baksha.
Shriyam Kaustubha Khandharam.
Vaishnavis.
Vinyasta Charanam Bhojam.
Hamsadeshe Gurutmata.
Vinyasta, having been placed. Charana Ambojam, lotus feet. Amsadeshe, on the shoulders. Gurutmataha, of Garuda. Trishtva, having seen. Ke, in the air. Avastitam, standing. Vaksha, on his chest. Sriyam, auspicious mark. Kostubha, the Kostubha gem. Kandharam, neck. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. A golden streak on his chest, the famous Kostubha gem suspended from his neck, he stood in the air with his lotus feet placed on the shoulders of Garuda. Purport. The descriptions in verses 9 through 11 of the Lord in his transcendental, eternal form are understood to be descriptions from the authoritative Vedic version. These descriptions are certainly not the imagination of Kardama Muni. The decorations of the Lord are beyond material conception, as admitted even by impersonalists like Shankaracharya. Narayana, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, has nothing to do with the material creation. The varieties of the transcendental Lord, his body, his form, his dress, his instruction, his words, are not manufactured by the material energy, but are all confirmed in the Vedic literature. By performance of yoga, Kardama Muni actually saw the Supreme Lord as he is. There was no point in seeing an imagined form of God after practicing yoga for 10,000 years. The perfection of yoga, therefore, does not terminate in voidness or impersonalism. On the contrary, the perfection of yoga is attained when one actually sees the personality of Godhead in his eternal form. The process of Krishna consciousness is to deliver the form of Krishna directly. The form of Krishna is described in the authoritative Vedic literature, Brahma Samhita. His abode is made of Chintamani stone, and the Lord plays there as a cowherd boy and is served by many thousands of gopis. These descriptions are authoritative, and a Krishna conscious person takes them directly, acts on them, preaches them, and practices devotional service as enjoined in the authoritative scriptures.
So, in its words, these three verses, it is nicely described how Kardama Muni saw the Supreme Lord So his vision, both direct vision, direct meeting with the Lord. In Srimad Bhagavatam, we have many instances of people seeing Krishna or seeing some other form of God. So, in verse 10, word darshanam was mentioned. Darshan, as we all know, means seeing the Lord. Or, better to say, the Lord seeing us. So, seeing God is not a cheap thing. First of all, in Vedic scriptures, it is described that the Lord's name, qualities, and forms are beyond perception of material senses. But those who become Krishna conscious, he reveals himself to them. So this is one instance of a devotee following the path of devotional service, attaining perfection, and in that perfection he actually sees the Supreme Lord. Actually, it looks like that Supreme Lord paid a visit to his devotee. The Supreme Lord Vishnu came on the back of Garuda and showed himself to a devotee to give him blessings. This is a direct meeting with the Supreme Lord. There are also other ways of meeting the Lord. Then Supreme Personality of Godhead appears in different forms on this or other planets, then people can see him. This is also a direct meeting. But how many people can see Krishna? Also, there were many people who saw Krishna 5,000 years ago, but they could not appreciate his divine personality. Some of them, or we can say many of them, were enemies. So, those who are envious, they cannot see. Their vision is covered. Also, although Krishna is there, they have eyes, but they see whole different picture. There is one bona fide way of seeing Krishna. In 3rd canto, 9th chapter, verse 11. Lord Brahma is praying for creative energy. And he says that devotees who are engaged in the process of bona fide hearing about Krishna, they can see the Lord. How? He says that they hear bona fide sources, and then the Supreme Lord comes and sits on their hearts, on the Hritsaroja. Hritsaroja means lotus of the heart. So the Lord sits in the core of their heart. And manifests according to the mode of worship, manifests according to the worship of a devotee. So this is another instance of seeing Krishna, which means the Lord becomes revealed in the heart. Also, there is famous verse from Brahma Samhita. It says, Premanjana Charita Bhakti Mokchaneta. So, those whose eyes or vision is smeared with love, they can see Premanjana Charita Bhakti Mokchaneta. Santa Sadaiva Hrita Vishnu Vilokayanti. Hrita means heart. So the devotee who has developed love for Krishna, he can see Krishna in the heart. And that is not a fiction. It is Krishna's revelation. We are quoting very, very much Brahma Samhita. But if you look at the history of Brahma's self-realization, it is described that in the beginning of creation, he was initiated by Lord Krishna's sound of Krishna's flute, entered his ears, and then meditating on that sound, meditating on Krishna mantra, he attained revelation, and then he offered prayers to the Supreme Lord, beginning with Chintamani Prakara Sadma Sukalpa Riksha. He actually saw the whole spiritual world. He saw everything and existence in proper light, with proper understanding. So here we see how vision is developed from the heart. So this method is a bona fide process by which we are gaining proper insight into spiritual life. It is hearing. So this verse 3:9-11 from Bhagavatam. It says that devotees engage in bona fide hearing. It means they are following bona fide process of hearing, which is called Shrutekshita. Shruta and Aksha means hearing and seeing. So one can see transcendental reality, or at least develop proper vision of ultimate absolute truth just by hearing from authorized sources. So Shrutekshita is a confident method, reliable method, and that Shrutekshita path we can envision by remembering Parampara, how it is described in the opening chapters of Bhagavad Gita. Transcendental information, instruction is coming down from Krishna to Brahma, then to Narada, to Vyasadeva, to Madhva, to others. Also, probably everyone remembers that famous purport from the fourth canto. Prabhupada quotes Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur and says that one who sticks to the order of the spiritual master, he is understood to be seeing the Supreme Lord directly, face to face. So that's also a way of seeing Krishna. Sometimes people imagine Krishna's form, or they imagine God's form, but their imagination is tinged with material concepts. So, to develop proper vision, we have to hear from authorized sources. So this process of authorized hearing is a science. It's not just hearing or getting information from internet or asking questions just for fun. Krishna in Bhagavad Gita explains the process of bona fide hearing. Tadviti prantatena pariprasena sevaya padekshantite jnanam jnanin astatva darshanam. Krishna said that one who wants to understand transcendental knowledge, one should approach those who are tattva-darshi. So this word darshanam-darshi, one who sees, is coming again. So if one wants to learn transcendental science, one has to approach expert or realized souls. Tattvadarshi can mean somebody who has seen Krishna. Just like Prabhupada said, that we learn about Krishna from those people who have seen Krishna. Narada, Vyasa, etc. Bhishma. So, also in one class, Prabhupada said, Tattvadarshi means one who has seen Krishna through parampara system. So, according to that verse from Brahma's prayers for creative energy, there's not much difference seeing Krishna personally and seeing Krishna through parampara. Just like also Prabhupada many times said that somebody can say it's easy for Arjuna to understand Bhagavad Gita because he was hearing from Krishna directly. But one can understand, one can derive the same benefit as if talking to Krishna by hearing proper Bhagavad Gita explanation from an authorized source. So, this parampara system or the path of bona fide hearing. Sometimes, according to this Bhagavad Gita verse which Krishna said, one should inquire, which means also to listen. If somebody asks a question, he should be decent enough to listen to the answer. So it's very clear that one should be inquisitive and want to hear. So pariprashna means asking question, and one should hear after asking question. Pariprashnena sevaya pranipata. One should approach and surrender to the spiritual master. One should hear submissively and ask questions, and also sevaya. One has to serve. It's a scientific process. If these ingredients are not satisfied, especially for us who are not so qualified, and even those who are qualified, they are serving Guru, spiritual master, Acharya. They are inquiring, listening, and they are approaching. So, being exposed to observation of Vaishnavas and Krishna, it can be intimidating, but it's for our benefit. This shall be become rectified. Somebody who doesn't think he has to be rectified, that means he thinks he is perfect. But conditioned soul who thinks he is perfect, that's kind of contradiction. That's why we have to be exposed to devotees, to the spiritual master, to the bona fide path of hearing about Krishna. So in the process of hearing and chanting, spreading Krishna's glories, which is the activity of parampara system, which means system of the cyclic succession. Sometimes we need to, or very often we have to work hard. So this process is a serious business. So just to enable other people to hear, to understand, we have to work hard. For example, if you go on the street and ask people, can you please chant Hare Krishna? Some people will say Hare Krishna. But many people will just go away. So to make people to chant Hare Krishna, make them favorable, we have to arrange festivals, we have to arrange Ratha Yatra, spend a lot of money, time, energy, just to make them hear. So when they hear, they become purified. And when they become purified, they can develop proper understanding or vision. Darshana also means understanding. Just like the Shat Darshan philosophies of Vedas. So, for the end, in this line of thought, I wanted to share how this looks practically. This is from Srila Prabhupada Lilamrita, chapter 3, Dream Comes True. The Dream Come True. So context of what I'm going to read is as follows. Srila Prabhupada already printed the first volume of first canto because he was meditating how he will print three volumes of the first canto and then go to West to preach. So after much struggle, he made it to print first canto. So I think that this is very interesting. So we can listen to this. So in the preface to the second volume, Bhaktivedanta Swami expressed the apparent oddity of working in Delhi while living in Vrindavan. So this text is included in the second canto, original second volume of the first canto. The path of fruitive activities, or the path of earn money and enjoy life as it is going on generally, appears to have become also our profession, although we have renounced the order of worldly life. So by that time, Prabhupada was already sannyasi. He took sannyasi. So he's saying, it looks like I'm engaged in worldly activities. people see that we are moving in the cities, in the government offices, banks, and other places for promoting the publication of Srimad Bhagavatam. They also see that we are moving in the press, paper market, and amongst the bookbinders, also away from our residence at Vrindavan. And thus they conclude, sometimes mistakenly, that we are also doing the same business in the dress of a mendicant. Actually, there were some people in a place where he stayed, they were commenting how this Bhaktivedanta Swami is a sannyasi, but he is very busy with selling and producing his books. They thought that this is material activity. But actually, there is a gulf of difference between the two kinds of activities. This is not a business for maintaining an establishment of material enjoyment. On the contrary, it is a humble attempt to broadcast the glories of the Lord at a time when people need it very badly. I'll skip one part, but concluding paragraph is interesting. So, even though we are not in Himalayas, even though we talk of business, even though we deal in rupees and paisa, still simply because we are 100% servants of the Lord and are engaged in the service of broadcasting the message of His glories, certainly we shall transcend and get through the invincible impasse of Maya and reach the effulgent kingdom of God to render Him face to face eternal service in full bliss and knowledge. We are confident of this factual position, and we may also assure to our numerous readers that they will also achieve the same result simply by hearing the glories of the Lord. So Srila Prabhupada here states that he is totally convinced of direct darshan of Krishna, and he is convinced that he will come over Maya just by doing all these things to spread Krishna consciousness, to distribute and print his books. So this is example which I think we should all try to aspire to follow. Okay, I will stop here. Are there any questions?
Hare Krishna Prabhu. Thank you for the class. I very much enjoy the topic of, you know, ways we can see Krishna. You described at the beginning of the class that even though some people were present 5,000 years ago at the same time Krishna was, you know, they maybe physically saw him, but they weren't actually able to see his divine qualities. They weren't able to fully comprehend that this is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In the same way as what you've mentioned here, that some people are criticizing Prabhupada because of his activities that they perceived as material but were actually pure devotional service, how come also people can't see a pure devotee when they're present on the planet? I mean, Prabhupada's accomplishments are so great, they're so, you know, extraordinary and mind-blowing, but still so many people they don't recognize them, they're not able to see a pure devotee.
Well, that's not unusual, because that verse we quoted Sevamukhijivato Swayamevaspuratena. How is the first part? Atta Shri Krishna Nam Adi Nam Pavet Grahyam Indriya. It means Lord Krishna, His qualities, name, form, activities, and we can also say His associates, like Prabhupada and pure devotees. People don't notice them, just like Krishna Das Kaviraj, he says that by mercy of Gaur Nithai, he was able to appreciate book Bhagavata and a devotee Bhagavata. So it happens by causeless mercy of Krishna. And that mercy flows through this Shrutekshita system of hearing, bona fide hearing, bona fide disciplic succession, which is very active in this world. So, I remember also before I was exposed to devotees and Krishna consciousness, I think I saw them a couple of times chanting on the street. But once I read one Prabhupada book, I noticed, I started recognizing devotees by the way they dress or their kind of pure, we can say, demeanor and tulsi neck beads. So just by after reading one book, Perfect Questions, Perfect Answers, wherever I would go, I would meet devotees in different places in the city. So, also Prabhupada at that time was a pure devotee, but he was all alone, practically. He didn't have any real followers. There were some people who were helping him. But, they were not committed followers of Prabhupada. They would help him financially or, use some acquaintances to help him. So, in one sense, it's no wonder that they couldn't appreciate, especially at that time Prabhupada didn't have worldwide developed mission. But once he developed that, many people started to appreciate that. But he was a pure devotee even then. So it looks like that's up to Krishna, whether pure devotee will be recognized. And it's up to Krishna, when is that going to be? So, what can we do? People maybe criticize. Prabhupada also said people will criticize and they will persecute us for what we are trying to do, but ultimately they will accept what we are trying to give. So we should count on that. We should be ready to work hard for parampara, just like Prabhupada did. Thank you. Thank you very much. Granta Srimad Bhagavatam ki Srila Prabhupada ki.